Burns. Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're going to listen to the first two episodes of a five-part series from Roger Gregg and the Crazy Dog Audio Theater in Ireland. It's called The Last Harbinger. But before we do that, let me introduce you, give you some introductory information from scientist Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan predicted the world as we know it today back in 1996. Listen carefully.
There's two kinds of dangers. One is what I just talked about, that we've arranged a society based on science and technology in which nobody understands anything about science and technology. And this combustible mixture of ignorance and power, sooner or later, is going to blow up in our faces. I mean, who is running the science and technology in a democracy if the people don't know anything about it? And the second reason that I'm worried about this is that science is more than a body of knowledge. It's a way of thinking, a way of skeptically interrogating the universe with a fine understanding of human fallibility. If we are not able to ask skeptical questions, to interrogate those who tell us that something is true, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs for the next charlatan, political or religious, who comes ambling along. It's a thing that Jefferson laid great stress on. It wasn't enough, he said, to enshrine some rights in a constitution or a bill of rights. The people had to be educated and they had to practice their skepticism and their education. Otherwise, we don't run the government. The government runs us.
Okay, given that, let's get on with tonight's sound effects play. Moloch is a planet in trouble. Their seas are dead, their air is poisonous, their leaders don't know what to say without a teleprompter. Their news people, before they go on the air, find that their most important job is to make sure that they look good. And into this society that glorifies greed, a messenger is sent. And the message is that the planet Moloch is doomed unless they change. Well, nobody likes change, and so, of course, the messenger is going to meet resistance. Let's find out how well that goes over in episode one of The Last Harbinger.
Crazy Dog Audio Theater presents The Last Harbinger, an elegy for shadows fleeting in twilight by Roger Gregg. Episode 1, A Big Night in Moloch.
Our story begins in a possible place, when a door opens up through a shadow of space, on a world called Moloch, where by its own hand, it's killing itself, its air, water, and land. And as the Harbinger stood at the door, in the town square of Moloch, life went on as before. The people were gathered for a special event, to celebrate their land and all that it meant.
Some bleached families from the suburbs, Darissa.
And that's what we like to see.
Sure is. It's the kind of thing you'll see every day here on Channel 66. Real good news.
Yes, and you're looking especially lovely this evening, Jax.
Oh, thanks, Darissa.
Your nodules. Well, they're simply stunning.
No, please, I just...
Let's get a close-up on them. Zoom in, please.
Oh, no, not...
Oh, come on, you love it.
Well, okay. There.
Wow, Chabelle!
They seem to like it.
Well, that close-up is right up there right now on the big screen here in the town square.
Right. Moloch number one! Moloch number one!
Jax. Let's be serious.
Sure, and I like being serious. That's why they made me your partner.
Sure. Now, since you've joined me as my new co-anchor on Channel 66, Real Good News, we've been swamped with cards and letters all asking about your nodules.
Yeah, I know.
People want to know, and as award-winning journalists, we're concerned about serious morale-boosting news. So, your nodules are all natural?
I thought we agreed not. Yes. Yes, they are, Teresa.
But you know, it's such a big thrill.
Ah, yes, and it's such fun for the whole family.
They've been soaking everything in flammable lubricant all day.
Well, it is the big one.
Sure is. Let's go to camera two and show everyone the crowd gathering here tonight.
That night a hole appeared in their sky, and out of the hole came the Harbinger's cry.
I'm holding steady at the mouth of the black hole, and it's holding stable. All systems are looking good. Making contact now. Activating the this thing was on already. It doesn't matter. I'll just cut to the message. Yes. People of Moloch, we reach out to you this night. Day. No, it was depending. With the hand of friendship. I am a harbinger sent to make an announcement. At your invitation, I am authorized to enter your dimension. Please respond. This message will repeat. I repeat. This message will repeat. Once I click this... there. People of Moloch, we reach out to you this night.
We should respond.
Not just yet, Professor.
Dr. Marcus, what are we waiting for? This is the chance of a lifetime.
That is why we cannot let it slip through our hands, Professor. Have we a lock on the target?
Not yet, Doctor.
Target?
Why the delay?
Sir, the reason we cannot get a lock on the alien is because he is not yet in our dimension. He does not materially exist.
Of course he exists.
Yes, but he is on the far side of a tiny black hole of nothingness.
Then let's bring him through.
Have you not paid attention to his message?
Message?
The one repeating for the past half hour.
Professor Abigor. I am Malthus, the most powerful man in all of Moloch. I control the most vitally viscous lubricant, the very lifeblood which lubricates and fuels all our majestic satanic mills and mighty machinery. I do not need to pay attention to anything.
Yes, well...
So, what does he say? Quickly, summarize.
This alien says that he will enter our dimension at our invitation.
I see. Then let us invite him in. But be ready to lock onto his position immediately.
Opens the channel?
Yes, Professor.
Wait. It behoves our civilization that our beloved figurehead, Andras Kressel, should greet the alien. And Gadriel, his mannequin wife.
Really? Our big coach?
Yes, our big coach.
Wow.
The alien has, of course, purposely chosen the night of our big festival to arrive. He obviously knows that Moloch is supreme and is trying to pay homage and curry our favor. All very morale-boosting. So, let us make the alien's arrival the centerpiece of our big coach's festival message. Summon the Kressels.
Yes, Doctor.
And make sure we have only the finest figurehead speechwriters. Let this alien harbinger be overwhelmed by a steaming coil of Moloch's finest vacuous platitudes.
This year's big Moloch Festival is wonderful to see. It reminds me of when I was a kid, you know, before the plague.
Which one?
The one with the boils.
Oh, yes, the virus.
Now, I know that some find it hard in these times to really get into the joyous traditional festive spirit.
Well, don't we know it?
But, Darissa, and I really mean this, it's so important that we find the strength and courage to really celebrate ourselves for our wonderfulness.
Especially for the beautiful children.
Yes, the beautiful children. Because let us remember that we are Mammon's...
big winners!
That's right! Our Lord Lord Mammon's big winners. So let's everyone get into the spirit. Please, please.
Thank you, Jax, for that touching message.
Well, I just had to say it.
Of course, but you're not alone. I know that the event organizers have made every effort this year, getting up before dawn, hanging the decorations, and soaking the effigies.
Of course.
Clearing the square of litter, vermin, the homeless.
And the snap addicts, of course.
Of course.
And a big thank you to those volunteers, you know, because these are dirty jobs.
No, it's not easy. Some complain about the noise of the gunfire.
Complaining? I hate seeing that, you know? It's so bad for morale.
So, so unpatriotic.
They might as well be a member of the threat.
Well, that's right.
They should be taken out and shot.
Well, they are, Jax.
I mean more often.
Of course.
Well, let's get out and meet some of the families here tonight.
Yeah, ready to speak to us now are the Belials from My Lie. That's right?
That's right.
Is that far?
Well, it's about an hour north along the coast.
You can see the big dike from our house.
Oh, that's...
Yes, it's so convenient, it's only a 2-hour drive to work at the big terminal in Hell Bend.
Well, it's more like 2.5, 3 when the river catches fire.
Yeah, and is that your son over there holding the burning torch?
Yeah, that's our boy. Hey, that's our Arzale.
He's home on leave.
Hey, Arzale!
What?
Come here and say hello!
Hello! Hey, you're the lovely Jack Sybacco from the news.
Yes, yes, I am.
You must be so proud of yourself.
Well, you know, you're either in or out, and he's in, and he's doing his part.
Great. Seen any action?
Yeah.
In the big push?
Yeah, the big push.
What was it like? What was it really like in an action, glamorous, morale-boosting way?
Well, in an action, glamorous, morale-boosting way, it was tough.
Ooh.
Real tough, but we put our heads down, got the dream team to get mean with the beans, and the humps grunted and the grunts humped, and we gained a lot of ground.
How much ground?
About 25 yards.
Woo! Sensational, but they... The others?
Oh, you mean those geek fleeking mooker bookers?
Yes, the evil ones.
Mammon, they are evil.
They cheat, don't they?
Well, they do try and run away when we bomb them.
Disgusting.
No, I mean their dirty tricks. You know, living in their own houses, in their own country and stuff, building hospitals right in their own neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, they try to do that.
Cowards.
And they don't wash either or believe in our one true Mammon.
Well, you know, it makes me sick in a patriotic way that my son, one of Moloch's well-fed finest, is out there, you know, in near their festering sewer hole, stuck in a heavily armored air-conditioned missile launcher, pushing those red buttons at great impersonal risk.
We hear you, Dad.
But your son's home now, and his new electronic artificial arm is proudly holding that torch.
And it will, too, until the day I die, or the battery runs out.
This is the traditional festive spirit I was talking about, Dorissa.
Well, big traditional family hug. Come on, everybody. Come on, close in on the family hug. Everybody huddle together.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is what it was all about. Quickly, there's a tear. Get it closer.
And as we dwell on the tears from the lovely Jack Sybacco, behind us the first wheelbarrow has arrived.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there's the first of the books tossed onto the fire.
The annual Moloch Zero Tolerance Festival is underway.
And so Moloch's big coach came on hand to welcome this visitor to their mighty land. A ventriloquist's puppet to manipulate illusion, whose image was crafted to maintain delusion.
And where is my screen?
It's in front of you, coach.
Oh, yes. Oh, these are good. It's big, isn't it?
Yes, very big.
I like big screens. They're big, not small.
No, sir, not small.
And my words for me to say?
They'll come up on the screen, sir.
What screen?
The big one in front of you.
Oh, it's big.
Yes.
After it.
Yes.
After it.
Yes, I'm coming.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
We are about to go on Moloch TV. And look at me. Look at me.
Yes?
I said look at me.
Well?
Yes?
So? I'm just getting your pink apron out now, Mrs.
Why do you keep me waiting? Oh,
it's wardrobe, Mrs. Crystal. Oh, they were delayed.
Delayed?
They're short-handed.
Oh, maman.
A few of them were killed in last week's flood.
Oh, that's awful. So terrible. Why is this?
The dikes just don't hold like they used to.
Dikes? Not dikes. My body nodules. See? Are they showing?
Oh, no.
Well, make them show. Really, sometimes I wonder about you.
Oh, of course, I'll
quickly,
just get the pump.
Quickly!
Here!
These nodules cost a fortune to enhance. Yeah. Big! Big now!
Yes!
Big! I want them big, encrusted, and gnarled!
Yes, I know.
And the purifying flames rise into the blackened sky as the people join hands in the circle of truth. It's a beautiful sight.
The book burnings began over three generations ago when we, the people, recognized that a truly free society must defend itself against all forms of evil.
Including evil ideas.
Ideas especially. Zero tolerance for evil is necessary for freedom.
Less than zero, I say.
Of course, the last of the real books were burned well over 20 years ago, and now we burn artificial ones.
Call me a traditionalist, Teresa, but you can't beat the flames from a real book.
You mean with words on the pages?
That's right. Uh-oh, what's this?
It seems that someone has leapt in front of the fire.
It's an old man with a guitar, I think.
Let's get closer to the action.
Actual happening action news as it happens with actual new action.
Let's get a close-up on him.
Get away from the fire!
You're ruining it for the children!
Oh, well, that explains it.
Oh, yes. I thought they were all taken care of in this morning's sanitizing.
Apparently not. See that foam around the old man's mouth?
Just oozing. Ooh.
He's an infected deviant.
And as high as a kite.
It's the snap, you know.
The bad pacifying drug.
Yes, they snort that snap and it makes them crazy till it kills him.
Oh, wait. I think he's blind as well.
Cursed by the hand of Mammon.
How about a little something to help this old guy out, huh? Any requests? Let's slow things down a bit with a song. No, really. Y'all gonna like this one. Oh, don't throw books now, just money. Tough mob. But seriously, just give me a chance and
I think he thinks he's trying to sing.
Sing?
You know, for money.
The families here are getting really upset, but they're afraid to touch him.
Well, he is a carrier. There we go!
Yes, that young war hero we spoke to earlier.
A brave kid.
Yes, he's taken advantage of his insulated plastic arm.
And that flaming torch.
He's leapt right in, and look! He's setting fire to the blind deviant.
Yes, that snap foam is highly flammable.
Sure is.
There's decent people here. Go on. Get out of here. Go on.
Just look at that old guy run. Oops. He bumped into a wall.
Of course. He's blind.
All is ready.
This is a big thing, isn't it, Dr. Malphus?
Yes, Coach, it's big.
Ooh.
Can we please get on with this?
Well, how do I look?
Fantastic, Mrs. Crescent.
Who is that, Doctor?
This is Professor Abigail. She's our leading scientist.
Oh, a scientist. Do you know what's happening?
Yes. A tiny rift in the fabric of space has opened, and there is a sentient being waiting on the other side trying to... What? Is something funny?
You're silly.
The Crescels are ready.
Good. Stand aside, Professor. The broadcast is starting.
We're on the air in 5, 4.
She's a scientist.
3,
she's 2, silly.
1.
Are we on?
And now, right on schedule, it's the big coach himself.
That's right. Our figurehead, Andres Kressel, and his wonderful wife, Gadriel, are appearing on the big screen here in the town square for their annual Zero Tolerance Festival message.
Hello, Mola!
Hello, big coach!
Aren't we all wonderful?
We're wonderful!
We sure are, darling. Dominance Day.
Yes, happy Dominance Day. Right. It's our big Zero Tolerance Festival, celebrating Moloch's wonderfulness. Look directly at the camera with enthusiasm. We're number one.
Moloch.
Number one. It's good to be right. That's right.
And good.
Because everything is either good or evil.
And we are good.
Ah, you're wonderful, Gadriel. Look at you. And your many enhanced nodules. So beautiful.
Well, I try, Andres, darling, because you know, appearance is everything.
You bet. It's a sign of being one of our Lord Mammon's chosen winners.
So it's only right to want to look presentable.
And to be allowed out in public.
Yes, that too.
But Gadriel, isn't there something extra special about this year's festival?
Well, actually, Andras, now that you mention it, we have a new special visitor coming to us tonight from far, far away.
Really? Where from?
Oh, that's a surprise. But let's find out, because here he is now.
What? You mean he's here?
Yes.
Well then, let's give him a big Moloch welcome!
Moloch number one!
Welcome, stranger. We can't see you, but we hope to hear your voice.
Attention, everyone!
Congratulations for having the good taste to choose wonderful Moloch. Yes, Moloch!
Wonderfully good, Moloch!
That's right!
For the people of Moloch!
Our go-getting way of life is crapping all it can with gusto!
We're playing to win!
A message of grave import!
You don't see us starving!
Or wearing indecent foreign clothes!
No way! That's for sickies with the plague!
Those ugly losers dying with the boils!
Together. Evil!
Yeah!
Concerning imminent destruction.
What?
I repeat, imminent destruction.
What is he saying?
Stop the broadcast.
But we are...
Do it! Cut to commercial!
We seem to be having technical difficulties with our figurehead's message, but, Jax?
Yes?
Tell us more about your nodules.
We're off the air.
Have we stopped?
Hold tight, everyone.
This is a crisis.
It feels like we've stopped.
My nodules are sagging.
Put me onto the alien.
Yes, Doctor. Your line is open.
Hello? Hello? And make sure to record this.
Yes, Doctor.
Hello, alien. This is Dr. Malthus.
Hello, Doctor. Is something wrong? My message...
was stopped, yes. Yes, you see, we've developed a technical fault. Now, you speak of destruction.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Imminent destruction.
Whose imminent destruction?
Well, you all might want to sit down.
What?
What I have to say is, it's a lot to take in.
I do not need to sit down.
Can I sit down?
You are sitting down, sir.
Oh, yes.
Will someone please get my siphon bomb?
Of course. I'll go get it.
Proceed.
Well, our monitoring has recorded certain distressing developments on your planet.
Such as?
Okay, well, we have a list here. Now, it's kind of long. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, here. Well, you've burned up your forests. Your ice caps are gone. The light from your sun is killing you. Your oceans are rising. The system of dikes you built along your coast, well, that's going to collapse any day now.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the crazy thing is, well, there's lots of crazy things, actually, but, like, rather than sort of slowing down your use of fuels, you've actually sort of sped up your use of fuels.
Lubricant.
Yes, yes, what you call the lubricant. And, you know, right away, I mean, that has got to be stopped.
Stop lubricant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut it all down, you know, like, right away.
Oh.
Yeah.
That might be a tad difficult.
Well, you know, I mean, sort of millions of you are sort of dying from poisoned water and hunger and diseases and, you know, all preventable. You see, the real problem underlying all of, well, all of this, I suppose, is that less than 10% of you consume over 80%.
80% of what?
Oh, well, of everything.
What?
He said everything.
I heard what he said.
And it seems absurdly insane to us that you spend sort of more of your time on protecting this imbalance that you call sort of a way of life with sort of huge stockpiles of weapons than you do on trying to fix things. And now, the final straw in all of this is that our sensors have detected that your leading scientist, Professor Abigor... Oh, by the way, is she there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, great. Anyway, she has isolated the element Mysterium Magnum.
What? How did you...
Element? What element, Professor?
It is a new element that I have stabilized. I believe it might have potential to unlock the subatomic strings of matter.
And?
Such power could be...
Could be what?
Limitless.
The professor is correct.
Why was I not informed of this?
I have only just succeeded in stabilizing one small sample.
You see, the thing is, your so-called civilization is... Well, it's not really qualified to handle such materials. Well, that's why I've been sent.
Oh, really?
Yes. See, my message must be relayed to your planet before it's too late. See, the bottom line is, you're consuming all of your resources much faster than they're being replaced.
He's right.
It's simple extrapolation. I mean, you are doomed to self-destruction unless you change. You see, the real truth is that you're looking for happiness in all the wrong places. But, you know, we can help you change.
This is incredible. It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes, this is an opportunity. Strange Harbinger, proceed with your entry. Come into our light where we can embrace you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. We shall arrange everything in accordance with your wishes. We'll be standing by. Over and out. Contact Miss Alcamand at once. I want that thing brought down the moment it appears in our sky.
Yes, sir. Doctor, the being is a peaceful emissary. You can't shoot him down.
Did you not hear his outlandish threats?
Hello, I'm hungry.
Here, Mr. Kressel. See? In your little sweetie's bag?
Oh, yes.
It's all his arm and ready to fire.
That's a nice flavor.
I have a special announcement written for the Kressels.
Saying what, sir?
What one?
Saying there is a new threat among us. The usual things. Paranoia, fear, suspicion, intolerance, but heightened to ultra-level 13.
Yes, sir. Ultra-level 13.
Doctor, I must object to this.
Objection noted.
Was I good?
Wonderful, sir. Very sincere.
The alien must be downed and captured alive along with his technology.
Yes, Doctor.
I can't let you do this. Hello? Come in. Come in, please.
Guards, quickly.
Hello? Hello?
Professor
come in, please.
Professor Abigor is overwrought and has lost control of herself. Please restrain her.
Unhand me!
I want to know more about this new element that you've found.
This is not the way!
This is a big thing, isn't it, Dr. Malthus?
Yes, Coach, it's big.
Ooh.
You've been listening to episode 1 of Crazy Dog Audio Theater's The Last Harbinger, featuring Simon O'Gorman, Deirdre Malloy, Morgan Jones, Georgina Miller, Dermot McGuinness, Karen Ardiff, David Murray, Roger Gregg, Phil Proctor, and Melinda Peterson. Dialogue recording by Mark McGrath, floor manager Siobhan Mannion. The Last Harbinger was written, directed, and produced by Roger Gregg.
There's more from the Crazy Dog Audio Theater after this announcement. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, aren't you?
sound effects, a radio playground on KFAI Fresh Air Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're listening to the first two episodes of The Last Harbinger by Roger Gregg, produced for Irish National Radio. And they can tell you about it better than I can.
Crazy Dog Audio Theatre presents The Last Harbinger, an elegy for shadows fleeting in twilight, by Roger Gregg. Episode 2, Our Big Sword Says Hello.
Our story is set in a possible place, where a door has opened through a shadow of space, on a world called Moloch, where by its own hand, it's killing itself, its air, water, and land. Moloch was hurling to its imminent doom, choking to death on its own toxic fumes. Now a harbinger came to aid this land, but they did not welcome a helping hand.
We interrupt our special holiday program to bring you a message of national security from the office of our figurehead leader, Andres Kressel.
People of Moloch, sit down. I have shocking news. First, let's be clear. We are winning.
That's right, Andres, darling. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Gadriel. Gadriel, something serious has happened.
Really?
Yes, it concerns the threat.
The threat? Oh my, that is serious.
The threat, the unseen, unknown underground organizations lurking in our midst.
It could be the person sitting next to you right now.
Yes.
What has happened?
The threat has issued a new threat.
Oh my.
Children and old rich people may find this upsetting. Play the message.
So-called civilization is doomed. Imminent destruction. You are doomed. It's too late. You are doomed.
And that's the message.
Oh, my mammon, this is serious.
Yes, and real. It's ultra level 13.
No. First, we could only go to level 10, then 11, then 12, and now you're saying...
13!
Oh, my.
Don't worry. Calmly. For though we are alarmed enough to stifle all rational thought, still we are not frightened, for we have the greatest weapon possible, the unquestioning self-righteousness of our people.
And the biggest bile of weapons ever.
Yes, 20 megatons for every ugly and hungry child. Pause. But with this new ultra-level 13 threat, we need extra vigilance from everybody.
What can people do, darling coach?
Well, we don't know how or when or why or where, but we do know if, and we know there is no if. They will strike! So be on guard against strangers.
I'm looking out already.
Embrace her. I know I can count on you.
We are winners.
And that's why we remember who we really have to thank here today.
Our Lord Mammon, who looks down on us all.
That's right. We all know that Moloch is Mammon's chosen land. How do we know? Well, stupid, it's obvious. We're rich. We are fed and are not hungry. Our nodules gleam, and our viscous glob sacs are siphoned. We have stylish clothes. We are not naked like our chimney sweeps. We are healthy. We are not infected with the deviant sickness. We are free to shop 24 hours a day and not dog-collared in our overcrowded prisons. Obvious signs of Mammon's rewards bestowed on us because we are so good. But Mammon has also given us a mission, a sacred mission, to protect what we have taken from those who want to take it from us. The poor, the sick, the imprisoned.
Now, as Moloch heard the word from their lord, behind the scenes they reached for a sword. And when over their horizon the Harbinger appeared, he was shot from their sky with a flaming spear.
Dr. Malphus, something is happening around the black hole.
Yes, space is rippling like pebbles being dropped in a pool.
Systems holding stable, entering parallel dimension.
Is everything ready?
Yes, Doctor.
You can't do this.
I thought we agreed this was best, Professor.
I did not agree. This alien has been sent here to help us.
Professor Abigor, you may be our leading scientist, but for the last time, if you wish to observe these proceedings, then I suggest you quietly drink your cup of hot stimulant.
I can't let...
Or I shall have you removed.
Matter stabilization is on. Sliding through now. Systems holding over. My body...
There he is! He's out of the black hole!
Lock on the target.
Yes, sir.
Target identified.
Target locked. Commands countdown.
Defense system is go. Silo opened. Clear launch area.
I'm entering a slow orbit now.
Fire.
Missile is away.
This is madness.
We shall see.
You should be seeing me now as I come up over your horizon. A little light low in the sky, offering a message of hope. The data that we have on your ecosystem will help you see what's really happening. Hold on. Now that's odd. There's something approaching. I see what looks like some kind of... Mayday! Structure damage! System failure! Losing system! Losing cabin pressure! Entering gravity! Entering gravity! Fire!
He's coming down. We've disabled a ship. He's coming in for a forced landing.
Keep a close track on the craft. Have the rapid response team standing by. He must be captured alive.
Yes, sir. Plotting trajectory now.
Entering a new dimension completely unarmed. What a fool.
Dr. Malphus, if the alien continues at his rate of descent at this trajectory, he will touch down in sector...
What's happened?
I've lost contact.
Oops. It seems I accidentally spilled my drink.
Accident?
The system is completely shorted.
You should never set drinks near computers.
We've lost him.
Do you realize what you've done?
I think that you've lost your alien.
He'll be found. Don't worry.
Going down fast! Can't keep steady course! Escape procedure! Escape procedure! Here it is! Here it is! One! In the event of a system failure in alternative dimensions, the survival suit must be worn to ensure corporeality and for protection from the planet's toxins. I must get into the suit, or I don't stand a chance on this poison planet. Quickly!
Outside of Moloch, all tossed in a heap, was a mountain of waste they did not keep. On the garbage, trash, and toxic debris sat a man called Ben Dagan, who could not see.
Big trains rolling down the cold steel tracks. Black stack of smoke trailing down its bags. Throttles wide open as the whistle screams. Stoking up the fire on a full head of steam. Going so fast, can't read the signs. What's way down at the end of the line? Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. What do they call that now? Ironic?
Laconic? Bubonic. Yeah, oh, yeah. Time for a bit of the old snap, I think. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're riding first class now. Standing room only in the big box cars. We're riding the rails through a trail of stars. One big family in a bag of bones. We all ride together, we all ride alone. Those at the bottom getting screwed by the top. Hey, I hear you. Mudo, you here? I know you're there. Don't you come any closer now, crazy kids. You keep away, you hear?
You have something, Bang? I think so.
No, hey, get off. Leave off the guitar now. Come on.
I think you have slops, maybe.
No, I told you.
Muto's very starving.
You're gonna have to wait for the next dump like everybody else. The pop's gonna puke soon. Go get your spoon and stand in line.
The little ones are too fast with their little feet. They get the best pickings.
Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Oh, Bang. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bang, you're sad.
Oh, I ain't sad. I'm happy. I'm riding the first class.
Bang, man, I ain't never gonna do that snap. It takes your mind, then it kills you.
Oh, don't you get it, Mudo? The air kills you. This place kills you. All them running sores we got is gonna kill you. Everything kills you.
Oh, you're foaming. Oh, wipe it off.
My lungs. What is that? Has the war finally come home?
It's a big ball of fire in the sky, and it's coming this way. Oh, man, we gotta get out of here.
Mudo.
Fast. Run. Run away.
Wait now. I can't see. Mudo! Oh, man, that was close.
Must seal the truth. The toxic atmosphere. I must seal the suit.
Hey,
Doc.
Hey there. I'm over here. I'm over here. You gotta follow the sound now. Follow the sound. That's it. Come on.
Hey, you, my suit. You must step the hood in the back. I can't reach.
Oh, yeah. You sound a bit shook up after that crash.
Oh, quick, reach around the back of my neck.
See what?
Down here. See, I can't reach down that far. It's like a zipper.
I can't see, mister. I can't see anything.
Oh, just feel for it. Go on, please.
Say down here?
God, yeah, that's...
Okay,
yeah,
wait it. Now, this zipper thing...
Pull it up, quick, all the way.
Like this.
Oh, yeah, that's better, that's much better. Oh, the filters are working now, yeah. Thank you, you saved my life.
Yeah, sure.
Where am I?
What?
Well, what are the coordinates?
Coordinates? Well, now, let's see. Over that way, I hear the lubricant trains running. Over there is the big pipe, which, you know, sort of spews out whatever it is. Down there in them boxes is where Mudo and them kids live. And the bad smells that'll kill you come from over there. So you gotta lay down if the wind changes.
You're not very precise, are you?
Very precise? No, I'm Bang Dagan.
Right.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me asking, but, you found the war, right?
The war?
Yeah, you know the war. The war, you know?
I'm not from any war.
Yeah, right. Yo, you hit your head or something?
No.
Oh, I think you hit your head.
I did not hit my head.
Well, I think you got yourself a big old whack on the head.
I did not get a big whack on my head.
Then why don't you know about the war?
Because it's... Oh. What's wrong with your eyes?
They went dark long time ago. Got sick when I was a baby. No money for a doctor. Hey, you with the police?
No.
Because I didn't do nothing now.
Here.
What are you doing?
Just hold still. If I understand my interdimensional particle transference, I think this might just work.
What might work?
Just close your eyes and keep them closed.
All right.
I really felt the energy drain there. Any better?
I don't know.
Can you see?
Well, I don't know.
Open your eyes.
Hey, I can see you. Oh, wow. So these are my hands, huh?
It works, then.
How the heck did you do that?
Well, I transferred some energy from my suit into your eyes.
Well, I don't know how to thank you, stranger.
Well, I need to get out of here.
Oh, all right, I get you. You on the run, huh?
Well, something like that. Which way do you think is best?
Well, I won't tell you, but I'll show you if you take me with you.
All right. Gather up all your belongings.
My belongings. Oh, man, there ain't nobody have belongings.
Oh.
All I got is what I carry. Just this here and my bag of snap. And you ain't getting any. It's mine.
It's fine.
All right, let's go. We head toward them hills. Come on this way. I tell you, man, I ain't never seen any of this. I tell you, it looks as ugly as it smells.
Have you found anything?
Nothing, Doctor. Just bits of scrap.
And no body found?
No, sir.
Maybe the scavengers stole it, sir.
No. I think our strange visitor is very much alive.
Sir? Sirs, I can tell that you...
Stop right there!
You know the rule, boy. No plate carriers within 10 meters.
I've seen the stranger.
Stop. Hold your fire. Come here, boy.
Oh, thank you, sir. I only tried to help.
Yes. Boy, tell us of this stranger.
He came out of the crash.
Did you get a good look at him?
I was far away.
Where did he go?
He headed off that way, with Bang.
Bang? Who's Bang?
An old blind man, Snaphead.
I see. Into the hills.
I help you?
Yes.
Muto is in a bad way. Maybe you help Muto?
Yes, of course. Guards?
Yes, Doctor.
Sanitize the witness.
But I...
Seal off the area. Sanitize everyone. Tonight, our figureheads will make an announcement. Our visitor won't get far.
Hurry up, girl. Hurry up.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Cressel. I'm just fluffing the ruffles on your apron.
Forget the apron. How are my nodules?
They're lovely, ma'am.
I feel bloated. I am bloated, aren't I?
No. Perhaps the apron's too tight.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, I can loosen it if you like.
Siphon me.
But Mrs. Cressel, your press conference...
You're going to talk.
Yes, sir.
I am going to talk at the teleprompter.
Yes.
I'm a good reader.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, Andras is going on first. Get the siphon pump now.
Yes, Mrs. Cressel.
I'm a good reader.
Here it is.
There. Right there. Do you see?
Yes.
Well, then do it.
Okay, yes,
do
ma'am.
It. Oh. I think you got that wrong. Yes. That's it.
This is Darissa Nergal.
And I'm Jack Sabacco.
The lovely Jack Sabacco.
Lovely, yes. But you know, I've been thinking.
Thinking? You? But you're not...
Yes, you see, I'm also smart, Darissa.
Right, Jack. Smart, but lovely.
And smart. I want people to look beyond my nodules.
And today, as we look beyond Jack's nodules, we're covering live the latest special announcement from our figurehead.
And spokesperson for lubricants everywhere.
Yes, but most importantly, Jax, let's not forget that in our hearts, above all else, he's our inspiring team coach. And he's coming out now.
It's Andras Cressel.
More!
teleprompter. Where's my words?
You're supposed to plug it in.
Plug it in.
Don't you plug it in.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, there it is. I come before you today to speak honestly and off the cuff about a matter that threatens our sacred true way of consumption. But first, let me say this, firmly, with earnest face. As Mammon blesses us with ever more living space, thanks to our growing range of consumer lubricants, we must always remember the traditional value core beliefs, which gave us rightful dominance over the ugly and cursed of our world in the first place. I know that in my typical case as an average person, just like you, what's gotten me here today, besides generations of selective family inbreeding, has been the love of a wonderful, wonderful, and yet also so wonderful woman. Oh. Yes, with proud smile. I refer, of course, to my lovely wife, Gadriel. Gadriel, honey, come out here and stand beside me. Isn't she lovely?
Hello, hello. Thank you, everyone. You were all so well rehearsed and kind. I really wasn't expecting this. You see, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, don't be, darling.
I'm still in my apron, darling. I was baking this.
Oh, home-baked pie.
Yes.
Doesn't that smell good, everyone?
Thank you so much. You know, Andras, darling.
What's that, Gadriel?
I wish in my heart that I could hand out a great, big, yummy free slice to every single child in Moloch. Mm. I could, you know, but I won't. Because I know that would be wrong.
That would be so, so wrong.
Some deserve it, and others don't. Those bad, ugly, lazy children.
Oh, yes. To the beautiful that Mammon has blessed, like us, more shall be given.
And the others, well, they will always be with us. Won't they?
Not if our sanitizing effort goes well.
Amen!
And that's why we're here before you today. Pause. Wait for close-up. Speak soft and sincere. My fellow average citizen, we face grave danger as never before. You'll recall that the threat has recently issued a new threat to destroy our way of life. Well, our valiant agents in the field have uncovered new evidence that the threat is indeed on the move. Look gravely into camera. On the move in your neighborhood.
They could be next door to you right now.
Yes. So be vigilant. Any strangers, report them right away.
It is a fight of good and right.
Us.
Against evil and wrong.
Them.
Which side do you want to be on?
The winning side!
Remember, darlings, only you can cast that first stone.
And if every chosen citizen picks up a stone, together we shall triumph.
You know this is real.
It's on your television! Thank you. We can now take some of your questions.
Yes, you.
Yes, I'm Jack Sabacco, Channel 66 News.
The lovely Jax.
Yes, but also smart.
And lovely.
Are you finished?
That's why people watch our news, Jax.
To see the events we make real.
That and your nodules.
Right. Mr. Kressel, this new threat, now who or what exactly are we meant to look out for?
Jax!
Yes, we leave for a vacation tonight, because like anybody else, Gadriel and I need to take time off to relax.
No, sir, that's not what I asked.
Isn't he supposed to ask about it?
Well, Chucks, and the security staff here will certainly know that I'm really speaking off the cuff when I say this in response to your surprised, unapproved question. This new threat, well, it's really about looking out for any kind of difference. Now, it could be a little thing, like not hanging a large enough flag on your porch, darling. Or a big thing, like helping a strange-looking stranger. Isn't that right?
Oh, Please, Mrs. Kressel, forgive Jax. He's not well.
Oh, but I'm lovely, right?
Jax, please. Tell us, Mr. Kressel. Here, give me that.
Hey! What?
Have you any vacation plans this year?
Andras.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, we leave for a vacation tonight, because like anybody else, Gadriel and I need to take time off to relax and enjoy simple family things, for we have been blessed. Next question?
Can you offer us words of encouragement at this troubled time?
Good question, and yes, I can. For at this time, we stand at a crossroads. A crossroads of good and evil, hot and cold, on or off. You're either for us or against us. It's really that simple. This is the reality and the truth. The truth of goodness and the goodness of truth. You know it's true. It's on your television. Come, join us out on the limb of purity, high above the starving and cursed. And together we, the chosen, shall cut ourselves free from the trunk of evil with the saw of self-righteousness. May Mammon bless you.
If you deserve it.
That's right.
You've been listening to episode 2 of Crazy Dog Audio Theater's The Last Harbinger, featuring Simon O'Gorman, Deirdre Malloy, Morgan Jones, Georgina Miller, Roger Gregg, Dermot McGuinness, Louis Gregg, Karen Ardiff, David Murray, Phil Proctor, and Melinda Peterson. Dialogue recording by Mark McGrath, floor manager Siobhan Mannion. The Last Harbinger was written, directed, and produced by Roger Gregg.
Well, you'll want to be sure to tune in next Sunday night for the next 2 episodes of The Last Harbinger from Crazy Dog Audio Theater and produced for the Irish National Radio. Yes, it's an award winner for sure. I'm Jerry Stearns, and I hope you'll join us then next Sunday night for the next 2 episodes. And, you know, I hope you come back then, but you don't have to leave now, because Abby's Room for One is coming up next, and the door isn't closed yet. Join us again next week for more modern audio theater and comedy on Sound Effects, a radio playground, here on Fresh Air Radio.
Hey, neighbor. West Bank Staple and one of the few existing small stages in the area, Acadia Cafe, is asking for community support. On April 1st and 2nd, starting at 8 p.m., join us for music, drink, and song to keep Acadia Cafe going strong. AcadiaCafe.com for more details.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Clayton Ryan live at the Turf Club Saturday, April 4th. Country rocker Clayton Ryan reveals his new album, Gas Station Social Club, for this debut performance. As of January 1st, Clayton pulled down all of his songs from all online streaming platforms. His music is only available on physical formats, his YouTube channel, and in live performances where you can tell that he's a real person making real music. Opening the show is Saint Ranger and Matcha Fever. More information about Clayton Ryan's album reveal show at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
In recognition of the freedom of speech protections on the First Amendment and the FCC's relaxed policy on late night and overnight language, this KFAI program may include song lyrics that some listeners might find objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
You can't always get what you want, but you try sometimes. You get what you need.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, or catch this train wreck for the next 2 weeks. It's archived. This is Abby's Room for One Radio. You're at the end of your week. Or the beginning of the next one, or somewhere in the middle, because our work weeks never end. But rock, well, that never dies. Here's some stuff. She hasn't got a heart and she hasn't got a soul. Said that she is not the heart of one. But I'm a rebel leader, but I never could retrieve her.